This is WB4FEE with KI4DOS. Yeah, we had an abundance of them down here, and don't see too many too often right now. But now I've only seen three or four this year. And normally when they cut across the yard, they don't slow down till they get to the bushes on the other side. And come fall, when the pecans start on the trees out there, you can bet they're going to be back. They'll bring all their friends and neighbors with them, probably.
Well, you're opening the grocery store for them, so, we can't blame them, though. They got to eat, too.
Roger that. But they could leave me at least a handful.
You can leave you enough to make you a pie.
yeah, that's right. That tree, I got one tree, and it's about, I'd say right now, 25, 30 feet tall. I planted it, and thing is a beautiful tree. And it puts pecans on every year, but did you know I have yet to get a good pecan off of that tree? I don't know what's wrong with it. I fertilize it and everything else. But the pecans are not any good off of it. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's not getting pollinated properly or what. But I told John the other day, was looking up here, I'm going to get me a couple more pecan trees and set them out in the yard out here. Of course, I may not ever see any pecans on them at my age, but the thing of it is, if 10 or 12 good years, they'll be big enough to start doing some good. Maybe they're over.
Excuse the break. It's K4SUD. Pecans require at least two. They have to cross-pollinate.
Roger that, Ray. And how you doing? And Miss Edith, say hello to her from me. Good to hear you on here, Ray.
You ready? And go ahead.
Roger that. I appreciate it. I figured maybe that's what the problem was. I had another one and had to get rid of it. It was too close to my neighbor's tree over there, I guess, when I planted it. And that tree grew crooked. It never would straighten up. And I tied it back and everything else, and it never would straighten up. And so I just cut the thing down and never did plant me another one. And that was a mistake, I guess. Should have went ahead and planted me another one further out. You just didn't do it there, over.
Well, Dan, I hate that it's not doing well, but it's like Ray said, you got to have a couple of them so they cross-pollinate. The house we lived in Greenville, I had two pecan trees in it out there next to the garden that we planted, and I guess it was about 8 or 10 years, and they really started putting out, and we had more pecans than we know what to do with. I couldn't give them away, but I kept them picked up because I didn't want to run over them with a lawnmower.
Roger that. I wish I had that kind of a problem because, man, that's one thing I never get enough of is pecans. I buy pecans every year, and I always like to keep me several bags of pecans here in the freezer because I eat a lot of pecans and put a lot of pecans in stuff. That's one of my favorite nuts, and but they're good in anything. I love them in a salad even, man. Just put them in a salad or lots of other things, especially cookies and cakes. Anything like it, you know. Gary, I'm going to let you go. Let somebody else talk for a while. It's been nice, man. I've enjoyed this immensely. And I'll be back on here every chance I get. So you tell me, Joy, hello, and hope y'all stay well. Hope Ray and Miss Edie and all of them stay well. And it's good to hear him talk to him. Just take it easy, man. Stay well. I appreciate everything. Sound like appreciate you running net too. And KI4DOS. This is WB4FEE clear.
Some of you and Jones stay safe. Enjoyed it, and always enjoy sitting here and chit chatting just a little bit. Y'all take care and stay safe, and we'll talk to you again a little bit later. Tell Jones we said howdy. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. KI4ENT. Yeah, you're talking about finding some marin tomato plants. Farmer's market up here behind Old Sunner's Hospital and Country Boys over there. They must have tons and tons of different kinds of medicine. Probably some kind of one of the other.
I'd forgotten about them. I hadn't been over there as long. We normally stay over here around the house, you know. We don't go too far. But I'll check those two places out. Thanks.
Yeah, each one of those places got just about anything you need to look for. I'm about to ride so right, but I don't have a big old card, but I got just a little one. I got about 10 or 12 placements out there, and I got some heirlooms and a few other varieties and all. I'm not buying one of the tomatoes on it. I went over to Publix the other day, and they must have got a load in right while I was in the grocery store, and I got some. They had three tomato plants and tanks in a container and three allocated some of the tomatoes as big as golf balls, so I got me one of them.
Good, buddy. I'm glad you were able to find one, and I hope it does well for you.
What's going on? And good to hear you, everybody on there. Talk to you later. Yeah, hey, before we end, go ahead and say it.
Thanks for the information, and y'all take care over there, and hope everybody's staying safe. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Miss Eugene, Mr. Ray, you're up on the stump there, young man. What have you and Miss Edie been up to today? Battery died on his HT or something. We'll come back to him in a minute. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Ray again, K4SUG. Ray, are you still there? What happened up there? I think he was probably on an HT and his battery probably died on him. Normally when he says he's going to be around, unless he says different, he's there. And at least he got to talk to a few people tonight, whether I get to talk to him or not. I'm just bumping my gum, folks, to see if Ray's going to come back. I'd love to get at least one more check-in so I have a nice round number this evening. But I got a great number of check-ins so far, and I appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land.
Gary, my power supply's acting up, so I'll have to get off of here. I got it going again, but I don't know how long it's going to last.
I knew you was having some kind of problems, but I hope you get that straightened out. I understand completely. Tell Miss Edie we said hello, and I got to get up there and have a cup of coffee with you one of these days soon when all this stuff breaks loose again.
Gary, looking forward to it.
Miss Edie, have a great evening. Y'all take care. And I'm glad Dan and got to talk to you for a little bit tonight. That's always enjoyable. I'm glad that they were there and could do that. Got anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echo Link. Liberty, in and out.
And they would like to say good evening to KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, via Echo Link Liberty tonight. Landon, you made number 65 tonight. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. Hope you stay safe. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. I appreciate each and every one of you that checked in with me tonight. I had a grand total of 65, and which is a great, great number for the net. The numbers that keep going up, I really like that. And I'll log my net report here and let the computer do its thing and see if the repeater will call it back to me. Folks, this is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for all those folks out there in Radio Land that checked in with us tonight. Y'all come back tomorrow night, and Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling the net. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp and a great number of check-ins. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.
For END, buddy, this is WB4FEE, Dan. You there, buddy?